Carol Marks here at Health Action 2013 for Families USA, talking about health care in America. And we're talking to Kate Lewandowski, and she's a senior policy analyst for the New England Alliance for Children's Health. So welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about your nonprofit agency, Community Catalyst? When was it founded, and what is its mission?
So Community Catalyst has been around for some time, and it's actually an outgrowth of Families USA in many ways. And we're a national not-for-profit that focuses on consumer healthcare advocacy. We work primarily with state-based organizations to assist them in advocating for consumers on the state level. And we also do some healthcare advocacy on the federal level and serve as an intermediary between the federal government and state-based groups.
Now, are you also interested in children's health issues?
Yes. So the New England Alliance for Children's Health is a project within Community Catalyst, and we focus primarily on children's health issues. We work largely within the New England region, but we work with several other states as well, including California.
And there are a lot of good things for children that are already in the Affordable Care Act.
There are, indeed. One of the things that we're very excited about is the fact that foster youth who are aging out of the foster care system are now able to stay on Medicaid until they're 26.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yes, it is, because so many age out of the system and wind up on the street without any health care. So that's really important. And, you know, it's shocking that one in five American children live in poverty, and they don't get enough to eat, and their nutrition is very poor, and that too results in poor health care.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've written a health care quality document for Massachusetts, and one of the things that it talks about is limiting, you know, the spiraling costs of health. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the performance incentive plans that you have been involved with to lower the costs?
Sure. So something that we find is that children's health care costs in general are already fairly low. But something that is important to think about is the rise in obesity that's happening in the U.S. And so we have recently been dedicating a lot of attention to thinking about ways to combat obesity as a way of reducing health care costs and improving quality of life for children who are going to become adults. And so one of the ways that we've been thinking about doing that is through a tax on sugary drinks. Sugary drinks are a leading cause of extra calories in the diet and therefore a leading cause of obesity. And we think a tax is a great way to reduce people's consumption of sugary drinks and also to raise funds for public health programs that can move toward reducing obesity in the pediatric population.
What about with increasing air pollution in our cities, and including the Northeast, there's been a rise in asthma. Are you addressing that at all with trying to get, you know, better quality health care for children? Because there's so many more today that have asthma than there used to be.
Asthma is certainly on the rise, and it's definitely a problem. That's not something that we are working on specifically at this point, but I think it ties in with our broader interest in thinking about chronic conditions that affect children and thinking about ways to manage and prevent those conditions moving forward.
So when politicians say, because of the future debt, we're going to leave our children, America's got to make federal budget cuts, but when you think about it, isn't it our children's future that's going to be cut?
So there are certainly options that have been presented as potential budget solutions that would cut into funding for programs such as Medicaid, programs such as SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, like the Nutrition Program for Women and Infants, WIC. And so these are all programs that are very important to preserve in the interest of assisting children get a good start in life. One of the ways that we think is a really effective new potential stream of revenue that hasn't really been on the table is what I mentioned earlier, a sugary drink tax. We are in particular are thinking about this as a way that we could fund not only preventative services for children and nutrition services for children, but also a way that we could potentially fund the continuation of the Children's Health Insurance Program.
You know, and I think it's a great idea. I know Mayor Bloomberg in New York has done that. And I'm really glad to hear that you're working with children's obesity, because, you know, we're seeing such a rise in diabetes with children, which comes with being overweight. What do you enjoy most about what you do, and what's most challenging?
I think that it's a challenging time in terms of thinking through the variety of options that are on the table in terms of budget directions, thinking about the future of the country. But I think that we're in a really exciting time in healthcare because of the implementation of the Affordable Care Act and the opportunities that it presents to enroll more children in health insurance. In the New England area, we're very lucky that there are already fairly high enrollment rates relative to the rest of the country, but we certainly still have work to do in New England as well as in the rest of the country. And as we get kids more connected to healthcare, then we can move forward with working with them on issues like obesity, on other chronic conditions like asthma that you mentioned. And in the meantime, even if we're looking outside of the medical perspective, we can be looking at public health approaches to improving kids' lives and reducing childhood obesity through efforts like improving the nutritional profile of school lunches, giving kids safe places to have recess and gym class at their school so they can be getting physical education during the day, improving the safety of neighborhoods so it's possible for kids to walk to school and to play outside
like
after
we
school.
Used to do. Yeah,
exactly. And so those are all types of things that we think about as potential uses for the revenue that could be raised with a sugary drink tax, in addition to the fact that it would hopefully help reduce consumption by increasing the price a little bit.
And finally, I want to say, I'm sure you're going to agree with me that when our listeners learn about some proposed budget cuts in the schools and the nutrition program and other programs that affect children, they should let their legislators know that that is just not acceptable. And thank you so much, Kate Lewandowski, Senior Policy Analyst for the New England Alliance for Children's Health, and I think you're doing something that is so worthwhile.
Thank you so much.
Because our children are our future.
They are.
Thank you.
Thank you.